this song right here has the same relationship. It's the same thing as the Tchaikovsky Symphony of 1812, and it's also the very same thing as the novel of War and Peace, which I'll bet you didn't know that. It's about Napoleon and when he chased the Russians into Russia one winter, and he chased them on up into the country there, and they wouldn't fight, and they kept retreating, and he kept following them way on up into the woods, and he'd think he about get them into a fight, and then they just back off back into the woods, and they got up to Moscow, and he thought, well, I'll just take over Moscow, and he went in there, and there wasn't nobody in the town. The town was deserted, so he decided to set up housekeeping and wait till spring for these guys to come back. He was sitting in there in the palace, and he had a big fire built up in the fireplace, and they was all sitting around there drinking that good Russian wine and looking at them good Russian paintings, and all of a sudden one of them looked out the window and said, the town is on fire. One of them Russians had slipped back in there and set the place on fire, and they figured, well, they better get out of there. So they got all their army together, and they started heading out of Moscow chasing the Russians. And long right after them come all the whores and the tramps and all the beggars and everything and the riffraff of Moscow following them in wagons. And they, of course, had gone around to the royal palace and got all the paintings and the bottles of wine and everything like that and had them all loaded in these little carts. And they's a-chasing the army on up into the woods. Well, they come to a river after a while. I kept chasing the Russian army, and they knew they was out in front of them, but they couldn't find them anywhere, and they finally got to this river, and I can't remember the name of the river, and even if I could, I couldn't pronounce it, so you'll just have to take my word for the fact that it was there. And it was in the dead of winter, and it was real cold, and the armies are getting awful bad, and it was kind of like Gashville was in the last couple of days. Didn't have no electricity, and a lot of snow and ice everywhere, and people was... Everything is freezing up on them, if you know what I mean. Well, he started building a little bridge, he built a little pontoon bridge across this river. And on the other side of the river was a big old tall hill with a bunch of woods in it, and they built this pontoon bridge across the river, and they all started getting into the pontoon bridge and going across there to chase the Russian army. And they got all the whole army on the other side of the bridge, and all of a sudden up there in the woods, the Russian army opened fire with all these big cannons, and they went like... Well, they panicked and they started to turn back, and they found they couldn't get back through the bridge because the bridge was all crowded with all the riffraff from Moscow and all their wagons and everything like that. And the army and a lot of them dove in the river and drowned, and it was a terrible mess. And then and they was getting killed, and all these guys were on the river, and all the guns were going. Napoleon Bonaparte had seen that the jig was up, so he got one of his lieutenants there, and they got him a little carriage, and he pulled his hat down over his head and took off his fancy epaulets and all his gold braid and everything like that, and he and his buddy, they snuck down back through the middle of the bridge, and they got down on the other side, and they commandeered this little stagecoach, and they decided they was going to go to reinforcements, except they went all the way to Paris for reinforcements. Destroyed just about the entire French army because they had to drag back through the snow, and the Russians were attacking them, and they'd run out of food and clothing, and it was cold, and you don't want to go into detail because I was reading part of it, and it's some of the worst stuff you ever read in your life, but it was essentially the end of the French army, and Napoleon went all the way back to Paris, traveling incognito, and that's the story of this fiddle tune. Was an answer to this fiddle tune. When I was growing up back in Missouri, they played an old tune called Dry and Dusty, and they always said that was the answer to Bonaparte's retreat. Anybody like to dance? Would anybody in here like to dance? Well, Fred, you're excused. But this is a great dance floor here. If you want to push these chairs and tables back, we could get a couple of sets going right here in the middle of the floor. And then, Mark, you stay out of this now, buddy. Let's push some of these tables and chairs back. We'll get a set or two going right out here in the middle of the floor. Get that table out of the middle there and push that back, and you'll have enough room.